Georgie Kelly, you've got the match ball in the bag after a 3-2 victory against Finn Harps. From your own point of view, I mean, that was a special night.
Yeah, it was, obviously. It's my first time professionally playing against Harps, so to get the three, delighted. Great win, fantastic win, to be 2-1 down and bounce back like that, so it's brilliant for the lads, huge for us, so hopefully we can kind of march on now, yeah.
Yep. Well, you got a bag full of goals last season. This season has started off well, and UCD now top of the league.
Top of the league, yeah. Me personally, I didn't start off too well. Only had a couple of goals in the first few games, so that's kind of due a few. But listen, we're flying, and we're not only getting wins, the performance have been great as well. We've been playing it, we've been bossing teams, so it's looking positive, yeah. We're excited, yeah.
Now, it wasn't a very big crowd here tonight, but for the people who were here, I mean, there was some very good football there, and UCD are known for knocking it about, and Finn Harps also. It was certainly one for the spectators.
It always is. We don't, the crowds are never great here, maybe a couple hundred every week, but Colley has us playing great football, so essentially there's not many teams. You have your Bows, you have different teams around Dublin, but we play great football. Anyone who ever's come to see us, no matter who we're playing, it's always the same, so... that's always the same. The games are always good when we're here at the bowl, the big pitch, you know, it opens up and it's great. It's good football.
So just tell us a bit about your own background. You had a spell with Derry City, but you took the soccer scholarship here.
Yeah.
And so how long are you going to be with UCD?
I was with Derry City. They offered me a contract and I was obviously hesitant on whether to go or not, but this is obviously a fantastic place down here in UCD, the facilities, everything. So I couldn't really turn that down. So I came here, 3 years here. I'm in my final year now, so I'm more or less, my time's up now this summer. I'll see what happens from then. I'm not sure what I'm doing.
And the first division, it is very open. There's probably five or six teams who'll feel that they're in with a decent chance, and Harps left tonight without anything, but they led 2-1 at one stage.
Going into this game, and even still after this game, Harps are one of the best teams in it. Harps are no doubt they have the players to be at least top three, so... I'm sure they'll turn things around. The quality they have is insane. Mark and Paddy, Mark Hoyle as well. They're, you know, so I have no doubt that they'll be up around the top. There's Longford, there's Galway, but Harps will no doubt be there as well with us, hopefully.